This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. As I'm sure you're already well aware, we are just 10 days out from Christmas. And if you're still looking for a Christmas tree, or maybe a tasty pie for one of your holiday gatherings, Mills Apple Farm in Marine might be a good place to visit. I had a conversation with the owner, Jerry Mills, about the business. Jerry, could we start out by having you tell us about yourself and about your business and also where your business is located?
Well, I'm an old retired military guy, and I decided I wanted to be a farmer, and I planted a bunch of trees many years ago, and there are fruit trees and peach trees and also Christmas trees. And we sold Christmas trees for many years, as well as fruit. And we're still selling Christmas trees. We have a few left yet on the lot for this season. And we are located between Marine and Grand Fork, or between Edwardsville and Highland in Madison County. And our business base is mostly Edwardsville and Highland. We get some people from Litchfield and all around the area.
How many years have you been doing this now?
I think 45.
So several years of experience then.
Well, I'm still learning. I haven't figured out how to do it right yet.
Well, you're doing something right if you've been there for 45 years, I would guess.
I hope so.
So we'll go back to talking about Christmas trees because, of course, we're down to 11 days or what will be less than that before Christmas. About how many different types of Christmas trees do you have?
Actually, we only have two. We have freshifers that are cut and shipped in immediately from South Carolina, and we have Scotch pines, which we grow ourselves. At one time, we had 21,000 Scotch pines, but we've had a series of droughts during the summer, and our replants have not taken. And so now we're down to just a handful of Scotch pines and a bunch of little ones that won't be ready for another 4 or 5 years.
Do you know offhand how many trees that you plant each year, or do you plant trees each year?
Well, we were planting 500 to 1,000 every year. And I got disgusted and quit for a couple of years because they seemed like they died every summer when it was so dry. Then we've had a couple of dry, wet summers, and so the trees we planted 3 years ago are beginning to come along, and I would hope in 4 to 5 years they'll be big enough to sell.
Do you have a lot of work that goes into caring for them, or is it kind of you plant them and let them grow and maybe just some pruning every now and then?
Well, the better you take care of them, like everything, the better they do. So we prune out some of the bad stuff, and we shape them a little bit so that they grow in a proper Christmas tree shape. And we try to keep the weeds under control and the mice under control and spray them if we have to, if the scale gets on them. It's not as intensive as growing fruit. But the more you take care of them, the better they'll be.
And I assume people can come out and maybe cut down their own Christmas tree, or what sort of process do you have in place for that, and what hours are you open for people to come get a Christmas tree?
Well, we're open every day from 9 till 5 o'clock, except Mondays. And we have a few Christmas trees that people are still cutting, but most of the ones that are coming are buying the Fraser first because they're just a lovely tree and they're sitting in water. They've never had a chance to dry out, and I think they're probably our best buy.
Is there anything else about your business that you'd like to mention? You have fruit trees, so what types of fruit are available?
We have apples, 18 or 20 varieties, and we have peaches, 16 varieties or more. We also have a bakery which is famous in St. Louis for the quality of its pies, and we sell cookies and donuts and other things in the bakery, and we probably have as much fun doing that as anything else because everybody likes to eat.
During our conversation, Jerry also told me that there's more to do than just shop and eat pies. They have entertainment for the whole family, kids included.
Well, we cater to families, and we cater to little children, and we give wagon rides, and we have a play area that's famous for with the kids, and there's no charge for any of that extra service. So lots of families come and spend 2 or 3 hours here just to get a Christmas tree so the kids can play and look at the animals and maybe take a train ride and so on. So it's a fun place, and we enjoy making it even more fun.
For more information about Mills Apple Farm, you can visit their website at millsapplefarm.com or visit the Mills Apple Farm Facebook page. We'll be back with more after these messages. The World Trade Organization will officially authorize Canada and Mexico to retaliate against the United States country of origin meat labeling later this week. Following a World Trade Organization meeting, retaliations could come as early as Friday, but appear more likely to start next week at the earliest. Both countries plan to use the carousel process, in that products can be added and removed for tariffs as needed to cause the most political pain, according to a Washington, D.C. lobbying firm. The World Trade Organization ruled earlier this month that Canada and Mexico can impose approximately $1 billion in tariffs because of losses caused by the U.S. country of origin labeling law. Canada and Mexico, in a joint statement, called on Congress to repeal the country of origin labeling requirements for beef and pork to avoid retaliation. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said they would rather not have to engage in retaliatory measures, but they certainly will stand up for farmers and stand up for Canadians who have been unfairly addressed and affected by the legislation. Work continues with little time left on the omnibus spending bill in Congress that could include a repeal of COOL, or the country of origin labeling law. Sales from horticulture operations increased to $13.8 billion in 2014, according to the USDA. The National Ag Statistics Service released the 2014 Census of Horticultural Specialties report yesterday, which shows an 18% increase in sales since 2009. The number of horticulture operations in the U.S. increased 8% during this time to 23,221. The report shows horticulture production was concentrated in 10 states, which accounted for 65% of all U.S. horticulture sales in 2014. California led the nation at $2.88 billion in sales, followed by Florida at $1.8 billion and Oregon at $932 million. The report also found that family or individually owned operations made up the largest number of operations, accounting for 53%, but corporately owned operations accounted for 76% of the sales. The top commodities in U.S. horticulture include nursery stock, garden plants, sod, potted flowers, potted herbs, and food crops. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.